I have several family members. I have brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, cousins, aunts, uncles. They all live in Damascus, Syria, and I do worry about their safety. I do have one family member got killed, another family member kidnapped, and the rest staying at home, praying for ending up the problem and the situation in Syria, and in specific in the Middle East as all.
Now, have you visited within the past 2 years since the civil war began?
Well, the time the civil war started, that's my last visit. That's when I visited for a week.
And what was it like then?
It was fine. It was just at the beginning, and I didn't see any sign of possible continuation of civil war.
The one killed, what do you know about that? Was it a result of a recent chemical attack?
No. The one got killed, I would say, a year ago. He was going home with late at night, and at the stopping point, someone killed him. And we don't know whether the rebel or it's just like a sniper attack. That was my cousin. He's about 25 years old. We do know that he got killed in front of his wife. His wife was injured. But that happened just throughout Damascus. We're very fortunate, not more people. Mm-hmm. Some of my family member left and came back to Syria because they felt it was really tough to be away from the family, and they went back to where they're born.
And you've said before that your family rather die at home than anywhere else.
Yes. Every one of my family member, they said, this is what we really worked for all our life, home, business, family, whatever. And you cannot pack all your family and leave. And they said, prefer to die at home.
And I'm sure it's emotionally hard to leave, but physically as well, as far as being able to get out of the country.
Yes, I think both borders to Lebanon and Jordan, it has millions of people waiting to get out. That means you just go to the border and probably stay there for a few days, few weeks, who knows.
Do you think the Syrian people want the U.S. to intervene?
Well, it's a difficult situation, and it's a difficult decision. I'm sure there's smart people and individuals who will make those decisions, but personally, ending the civil war is the key to ending the problem in the Middle East. Just sending one missile, isolated missile, is not going to take care of the problem. We need to end the war because the killing is going to continue.
If you could tell Congress and the president, now debating military action in Syria, if you could tell them something about your home country, what would it be?
It's a country of very highly intelligent, educated people, and people who love to live like all of us. And the hope is to save lives as much as possible.
Do you envision a day when there's conflict no more?
I have faith. Absolutely. I feel that's going to happen, but when?
We've been speaking with Huda Melki, a WKU administrator and native of Syria. I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio.